If you could grab a Bible and turn up to John chapter 19. Okay, so John chapter 19. I'm going to read just a couple of verses for us, but it would be brilliant if you could read along with them in the Bibles there. We're going to read from verses 25 to 27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Well, everyone, it's great to see you this morning. It's great to look at the Bible together. So should we pray now, and we'll ask for God to help us to understand what we're going to look at together. Our loving God, we pray that this morning as we look at these few verses together that you would show us just how compassionate and wonderful Jesus is. Amen. Okay, well, I'm going to show you a picture of a brother and two sisters, and I want you to tell me who they are. Who can tell me who they are? Yeah. Bart and Lisa, and I think Maggie's in there as well. Yeah, they're the Simpsons. Well, you know, there's an episode of The Simpsons that takes place on Mother's Day. And in the episode, Bart and Lisa tell us what they're going to get their mum Marge for Mother's Day. Here's what Lisa said she was going to get her mum. "I am making my mum a beautiful vase that will always remind her of me." Can we have a big aw? Isn't that nice? You know, Lisa was being thoughtful. She was being loving and caring. Now for what Bart said he was going to give his mum. "I'm just writing my name on whatever Lisa does." You know, the bad thing about that is that that really reminds me of just what it was like when I was little with me and my sister. You know, every year the first I ever knew of what I had bought my mum was when I saw my mum unwrap it on the day. So, me and Bart, we've got a lot in common there. Well, you know, I'd like to hear from anyone here who has done something nice for their mum today. Hands up if you've done something or given something to your mum already today. Show me your hands. Okay, a few. Come on, hands up nice and high. Okay, tell me what you've done. Yeah. Okay. Tim's going to be our roving interviewer. So as Tim comes to you, tell us, what have you done or what have you given to your mum today?
A card.
A card.
A flower. A pizza. A coaster. A Mother's Day card.
Breakfast in bed.
Some cookies. Bracelet.
Made my mum a cake.
Ooh, lovely. This one over here.
Flower.
Hey. I think we should give them all a clap for all their effort. Wonderful stuff. Although with those words, breakfast in bed, a lot of people felt upstage right there, didn't they? Hands up anyone who's done what Bart did and just wrote their name on something someone else did? Nobody owning up to it. Any upstairs? Yeah, Sarah Jones, Jenny Stone, name and shame. You're going to get named and shamed. Okay. Well, you know, in the true story that we're looking at in the Bible this morning, we see Jesus do something absolutely wonderful for his mum. And I'm going to tell you a bit about what happened. It had been a really, really hard day for Jesus. Hands up here, anyone who's ever had a hard day. A few people have never had a hard day. Wow. Most of us have. Well, you know, this day had been much, much harder for Jesus than any of the hard days that we've ever had. First of all, Jesus had been arrested when he'd done absolutely nothing wrong. And then, all of his best friends left him. They just abandoned him and ran away when he needed them the most. Well, then the bad day got worse because Jesus had been put on trial. And it was a really, really bad court. They accused him of being a criminal when it was all completely untrue. Lots of people had called him names. They were people shouting really hurtful things at him. And he'd also been beaten up by some really, really cruel soldiers. But, you know, the very worst bit of it all came at the end of all of those things, when Jesus was nailed to a cross to die. And it was while Jesus was on the cross that we see him do two wonderfully caring things to care for his mum. The first one is Jesus cares for his mum by giving her a family. You see, because Jesus was dying on the cross, he knew that he wasn't going to be around for very much longer to look after and to care for his mum. And as far as we know, Jesus' dad, Joseph, had already died as well. So it would have been really, really sad and lonely for Jesus' mum. But Jesus really didn't want that to happen. And so he does something really, really special for his mum. He says to her, "Mum, from now on, John, one of my best friends, is going to be your son." And he says to his friend John, "John, from now on, my mum is going to be your mum." And that means that when Jesus would be gone, instead of being lonely and sad, Jesus' mum would have a family to love her and a family to care for her. Well, you know, this shows us just how special and important our families are. I think it is really amazing that even while Jesus is dying on the cross, he still managed to make sure that his mum would be part of a loving family. Isn't that amazing? You know, even while he was suffering all that pain of dying on a cross, he still gives his mum the gift of being part of a family. So, he gives her a family, but as well as that, he cares for his mum by providing her with a home. Now, I wonder who could tell me some of the things that you think are nice about home. What are some of the things that you like about home? Put your hands up if you can think of anything that you think is good or nice, anything you like about home. You got one there? Can we have our roving reporter again?
Hands up.
Yeah, hands up. Anything that you like about home, anything that's good and nice.
It gives you a shelter.
Great.
Somebody else about home.
Make me good.
It's good, eh? Yeah, it's lovely. Great, it's good.
It has heating.
Making me happy.
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 Yeah. Happy. Home is a really special place, isn't it? It's a place where we can feel happy, a place where we can feel loved and we can feel secure and we can feel safe. Well, in this story, in verse 27, we read that once Jesus made his mum part of John's family, from that day on, John took his mother into his home. So Jesus was making sure that as well as having a family, that his mum would have a place she could call home. Somewhere that she could be safe and warm and comfortable and happy. And I think that although many of us often take it for granted, many, maybe even all of us have got homes that are warm and comfortable and places where we can have lots of fun and places where we can be happy. And that's something I think we should say thank you to God for. So here's what I want you to do next. If everything went to plan, everybody on the way in should have been given a post-it note. Can you give me a show of hands if you had a post-it note? Good, it looks like most of them found their way out. As well as the post-it note, there should also be a pen or a pencil through the seats, roughly one between two. So there should be a pen or a pencil near to you. So, let me tell you what I'd like you to do before you get eager and carry away. I would like everybody to write down on their post-it note something that they are thankful to God for about your family or your home, okay? So maybe you'd like today especially to say thank you for your mum. Or maybe you'd like to give thanks to God for a memory of a family member. Or maybe you'd like to say thank you to God for something really great about your home. Okay? So whatever it is, write down something that you'd like to say thank you to God for about your family or your home. We're going to have a couple of minutes to do that. And then Roger's made a brilliant card for us. And so we're going to have a chance then, once you've written it down, to come up here and we're going to stick our thank you notes on this great card and gather all together all these things that we're grateful to God for about our families and our homes. So get right in, mums and dads. Help your little ones if they need it. And we're going to have a bit of music in the background as you all do this. Upstairs, get involved as well. I'm going to bring the card forward a bit. So as soon as you're ready, start bringing them up and sticking them on. And we can gather all this great stuff that we've got to be thankful for to God on the card. Okay, I think everybody has brought theirs up. You know, most of them are going to fall off when I do this, but I'll try not to tip them too high. Look at that. All of these, all of that. We've got loads to thank God for, haven't we? Isn't God a great God? Our families, our homes, all the amazing things that we enjoy from Him, because He's a compassionate and great King. In a few minutes, we're going to turn a few of those things into prayer, and we're not going to read them all, you'll be very pleased to hear, but some of the girls are going to come and we'll just give thanks to God for a few of these.
Okay, let's pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, just want to thank you for our sisters, for pets, for food. Dear Lord, we thank you for family, we thank you for the love of husbands and wives and for children and grandchildren.
God, we thank you for peace and quiet and comfort. We thank you for our jobs and we thank you for Victoria sponge cakes.
Lord, we thank you for wives and husbands. We thank you for the safety and well-being in our homes and thank you for laughter. Dear God, we thank you for happy memories, for schools and teachers, and for hugs.
God, we thank you for caring environments, for Christian homes, and for people who love and care for us.
Dear Lord, we thank you for always loving us. Thank you that you've died for us so that we can have a relationship with you. And we thank you for all our past memories. Dear God, we just thank you for mums and dads and Jesus and his love shown to us. We just want to finish praying for mums on Mothering Sunday, and we just pray that everyone would have a really good day with mums or just whatever they're doing. And we just ask this all in your name. Amen.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Okay, well, who can remember what we have learnt so far? On the cross, Jesus cared for his mum by giving her a... Have you forgotten already? Let's try that again. On the cross, Jesus cared for his mum by giving her a...
family.
Okay. And on the cross, Jesus cared for his mum by providing her with a...
family.
Brilliant. Your memories are good after all. Okay. Well, you know, those things point us to what Jesus was doing on the cross. Not only to care for his mum, but also to care for anyone who will believe in him. So this is what we're going to learn next. On the cross, Jesus cares for us by giving us a family. You see, the Bible teaches us that all of us have got a problem that leaves us cut off from God. The Bible calls it sin, which really means that we've all lived with ourselves in charge of our lives and not God. We think we should be the boss and not God. So we're left with a big barrier between us and God. And that is a really, really sad thing, because we were made to be really, really close to God. That's what we were meant to be. But the brilliant news is that on the cross, Jesus takes that barrier away. I want you to listen to something that John writes about Jesus a little bit earlier in his book. To all who received him and believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So that means that if you, whatever age you are, whatever your background, if you put your trust in Jesus, instead of there being a barrier between you and God, you are made a child of God. So God becomes your father. And that is so wonderful, because God is the kind of dad who always loves you and never ever leaves you. But you know, at the cross, Jesus gives us even more family than that. Because as well as getting God as our wonderful heavenly dad, we get everybody else who believes in Jesus as our brothers and sisters. Now you might think it's bad enough putting up with the brothers and sisters you've already got, but being made part of God's massive, big, great family really is a brilliant thing. Because it means that we've always got each other, to love each other, to care for each other, and to look out for us. I know that some of the grown-ups have had families that weren't what they wish they had been. And I know that others are sad because their families are no longer with us. And I know still that other people find Mother's Day really hard for all kinds of reasons. But you know, the really special news about Jesus dying for you is that if you've trusted him, you are never without a family. You have God as your amazing dad who will love you forever. And you've got your church as your family who will be with you forever. So to everyone who believes in Jesus, he gives the best family there could ever be. But on the cross, he does even more than that. Who can remember what else he provided for Mary? A family and a... Come on, a family and a... That's good, we like that enthusiasm. Yeah, so on the cross, Jesus cares for us not only by giving us a family, but he provides us with a home as well. Time for a little challenge called Guess Who Lives Here. I'm going to show you a few famous homes, and you have to tell me who lives there, okay? First hand up. Who lives there? Who was first? I didn't see it. Cheryl, were you first? You were just scratching. Maybe it was. Okay, fine. Who was first up? Okay, yeah. That's great. The Queen lives in Buckingham Palace. Yeah. Okay, who lives in that famous home? Yeah, shout it out. The President of America. Yeah, Mr. Obama. He lives in that very nice big white house. What about this one? Who lives there? The Simpsons. Yeah, what a great house. Do you know, there's actually somebody who's built a house exactly like that to live in themselves in America. Very weird. Unless they're listening online, of course, and then it's a great house. Last one. Who lives in that house? Yeah. It's from up. For a bonus point, can anyone remember the names? Yeah. Mr. Fredrickson. Brilliant. Yeah. You know, they've also made a house like this. A bunch of scientists got a load of balloons together to see if they could actually float a house, and they did. So our scientists use their time very well, don't they? Well, you know, one of the other amazing things about Jesus is that he has promised an even better home than any of those homes on those pictures to everyone who puts their trust in him. Just as on the cross, Jesus was providing his mum with a home, as he was dying for us, he was making it possible for us to go and live with him one day in God's home. Listen to what Jesus said the night before he was put to death on the cross. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. I am going there to prepare a place for you, and I will come back and take you to be with me. Isn't that amazing? That is wonderful news. Imagine after lunch today, you're sitting down and relaxing and, you know, mums, you've got your feet up because the kids are doing all the washing up, making you cups of tea and all that that's going to happen. Imagine the Queen phoned you up. So you're sitting there and the phone goes and it's the Queen. And she says, I just thought I'd let you know that I'm nearly finished getting the royal suite prepared for you to live in. And I'll be coming round in my Rolls Royce a little bit later on to collect you to come and live in the palace with me. You would be speechless, wouldn't you? You'd think it was a late April Fool's joke. But you know, in dying for you, Jesus offers you something even better than that phone call. Because for everyone who will believe in Jesus, he has prepared the royal suite of heaven. And he promises that one day he will come personally and collect you to live, not with the Queen, but to live with him, the King of Kings. And I think that is an offer just too good to miss. So this Mother's Day, many of us can be very, very thankful for the mums and the families and the homes God has given us. But you know, if you will put your trust in Jesus and what he's done in dying for you, you will be able to say, God is my loving heavenly dad. I have the biggest and best family there could ever be. And one day, I am going to live in the palace with the King. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And I reckon that is worth remembering. So to finish, we're going to learn a part of that verse together. First of all, I want us all to read it off the screen out loud, all together as a group, okay? So here we go. After I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me. John chapter 14, verse 3. Okay, let me pray to give thanks to Jesus for all those things, and then we're going to sing to round up. Lord Jesus, you are a compassionate King. We thank you that what you did there on the cross for Mary and that wonderfully personal moment with your mum, that it points us to what you were doing for all of us who will believe in you. Thank you that you've given us a family, that you've removed that barrier so we can be called children of God, so that we can have God as that amazing dad who always loves us and never leaves us. Thank you that we've been made part of your massive and wonderful family around the world that will go on forever together. And thank you that you have provided a home for us. Thank you that there's that room in the palace for everyone who will trust you, and that you will come and you will take us to the place you have prepared. And we thank you and we love you and we praise you for all those things. In your wonderful name, amen.